to the guys from Fort Campbell better than anybody in this locker room. Can you talk about what that's like seeing those guys here?
It's great inspiration to see those guys and to be able to support those guys and have them support us. It's really motivating, and to see them out there in their uniforms and everything kind of takes me back to where I was just a few months ago and really makes me remember, you know, what it's all about and what they're all about.
How'd they like your haircut?
I hope they like it. Hope they understand it's just some rookie hazing. This is not a normal thing. It's if I was still in the Army, this would be way against any kind of reg. So I don't. This is not the norm, but I'm trying to make the best of the haircut right now.
You missed the Army life, any, or is it NFL life a little bit better?
There's a lot of things that are very similar. I mean, we have a schedule and we go off a schedule, and it's the same thing in the Army. I feel like it's regimented, and I've kind of carried over what I did in the Army as far as being regimented, this one carried over here, and you know, it feels very similar to me. I mean, it's not much of a difference, especially since I just got out a few months ago, so I still kind of have an Army mindset. I mean, I was in for 3 years, so trying to get out of that, it's going to take some time, but I think I'm starting to adjust to NFL life.
How you settling in the fullback competition? How you think it's going so far?
It's going well.
Special teams is a big part of your job, too.
Right, special teams is always big for the fullbacks. I mean, we got to be able to contribute somewhere else besides just fullback, and that's what we've been trying to do. That's what Quinn and I have been trying to do is contribute somewhere else and also do a great job of fullback.
Colin, you visited with guys from the Air Force previously in camp. Today was obviously more your own, I guess, so to speak. Is it any more special that it's soldiers from Fort Campbell as opposed to the Air Force?
I mean, it's special when any military guys out here. I love to see those guys. Any branch of the service, I love to see those guys and support those guys. I love seeing those guys support us because it means a lot to us.
How much do you feel like, in a way, you're representing them? Because I was talking to one guy, and he really felt like a sense of pride because one of their own was out on the field, not just watching practice, but in practice.
Right. I mean, that's one of the things coming into this that I had a mindset of, you know, I represent those guys. I represent that uniform and that name on that uniform, and that's what I want to try to do, and I want to represent them the best that I can.
How unique was it being on this side and having the soldiers? What's your autograph?
It's very unique because just a couple years ago, I actually went to they had a military appreciation day at in Dallas, and they brought us to the game. You know, meeting all the players and everything, and it was really cool. And so I've been on the other side, and I know what that's like. And I just want to do the best I can with trying to get to everyone. And I know from my perspective, when I was on the other side, it was like, well, this guy didn't sign this, or he didn't talk to us, or whatever. So I feel like, since I've seen that, I really want to try to get to every single person out there. And I know that's may not be possible, but I at least want to give an opportunity to talk to everybody and, you know, sign everything and do everything I can for them, because it means a lot to them. I know that.
Colin, what kind of things did they, I guess, ask you about? Besides, can I have your autograph? What kind of things did they want to know?
Mostly just, you know, where I'd been, my MOS, what I did in the Army, and stuff like that. I mean, just pretty basic Army questions, and that's something I like, because we can connect in that way. We have that similar bond where, you know, everyone is doing a different job in the Army, but everyone has an MOS, everyone's doing something, and that's one of the things you can talk about and you can connect with. No problem.